Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth!
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet, and I'm a little froggy tonight again.
That's a little froggy, still a little froggy.
It's cold here, like 28 degrees, people.
It's very cold where Bet is.
Snowy. I'm okay. Gosh,
yeah. No, we got, it's warm and rainy here. Well, not warm and rainy. It's chilly and rainy. Since it's 50 degrees, 50's not that bad, actually, for December. Anyway, it's episode 720 of the Hucklebug. Ends in a zero, so probably it's something special. And it is our Christmas week show. Merry Christmas to everybody. Also, happy Hanukkah, because Hanukkah, I believe, starts at sundown on Christmas Day.
Yes. That happens rarely.
It's very rare.
Yes. So
is special. Yeah, it begins at sundown. That's right. It begins at sundown on Christmas Day. Yeah, Christmaka. Very exciting. So all of the holidays, right now it's solstice as we record this.
Or Hanumas.
And Hanumas. And on Kwanzaa, I imagine, is here someplace also. Where's Kwanzaa? It's not on my calendar. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, I don't know when Kwanzaa is. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's around now. Merry everything to everybody. And let's start with some shout-outs, shall we?
Yes, roar!
We will begin on hucklebug.com, where we have a shout out for Tina.
Stand in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment.
We did not talk about who is taking what. Do you want to take this?
I'll start it.
Okay.
HPI both.
She just means hi.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure the PU is just a typo.
It's Christmas week. Yes, ooh, it is. And of a good old-fashioned Christmas miracle, my one gift card that was still out in the world that I had no idea when it would come, came yesterday.
Yay!
All of my stuff is done. I'm ready for Christmas, people.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Yes.
I have some stuff today.
And she says, I hope you had a good one, because, next time she'll hear us.
That's true.
But she says, Dick Van Dyke, just brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Bet, do you remember when we used to laugh about the worst British accent ever in Mary Poppins?
He
says, here comes me pals.
Yeah. And Mary Poppins.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, Tina, I think maybe I'll let you listen to this. A thing that our friend Steve, an interview with Chris and Glenn from Squeeze, where Glenn actually, they're talking about their song, It's Not Cricket.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they say they did it with the Dick Van Dyke.
It is the Dick Van Dyke accent in that song. And it's the Dick Van Dyke version of Cockney.
And she says, Graham High, well done on the baseball team.
No, it's football. American football.
But you took me to a game and I was never more confused in my life with the rules of American football, but I loved it all the same. But if I can just throw a little thing out there, I was thinking about it all this week. Our little school, and I mean, it's a little school, we won the football state championship.
Yes.
Our cheerleaders won the state championship. And I have learned that we now have a single golfer who won the state championship.
Fantastic. Yay.
I mean,
Hey, Graham High School go.
Rocks.
What about the marching band? No marching band, huh?
The marching band is, they're good.
They're good.
So much better than they used to be.
Yeah, I remember a couple years ago you were like, oh,
bands, there's no money for music anymore.
There
so
no
bands
state?
Have just gone.
Pfft,
But they do competitions. But I see them in parades, and they're just wonderful.
Well, that's
so good. The band's coming back to you, people.
Well, the marching band won state in my heart. Let's put it that way. Tina also says, Angel sings. Glad you liked it, Stenny. Worth watching just to see him. You know, Harry is so friggin' charming. I love him. I agree. I would watch him in anything. He's just wonderful.
Yes.
Have I ever told you guys when I saw Harry Connick Jr. in concert in the 90s.
I've seen him too.
In Seattle at the Metropolitan. And it was one of the best concerts I ever went to. His between song patter with the audience, it felt like you were just sitting with him in your living room and chatting with him. It was,
yes,
it was crazy how down to earth he was on this big stage in this big auditorium, you know, with all of these people. And it just, he was like, at one point he turned the lights up and he goes, do you guys have any questions? Because he had just made Memphis Belle.
Oh, Carol Burnett, let's start up lights.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, he had just made Memphis Belle. I think Memphis Belle had just come out. And so he was talking about being in Memphis Belle. And he goes, do you guys have any questions about being in movies? And everybody like laughed. And he goes, no, I'm serious, because I figure most of you have never been in a movie before. So maybe you have questions about it. And like he did, he turned the lights up and he was like, does anybody have any questions about being in the movies? And yeah, so people start raising their hand and they're like, what was it like working with Matthew Modine? He's like, oh, Matthew Modine. Oh my God. You know how tall that guy is? He's so tall. It was just the greatest, most charming. Oh. It's still up there with like my best, like top three concerts ever. And I don't even remember what songs he sang. It was all because his crowd work was all so great. It really just felt like he was just talking to you directly.
The time I saw him, it was at Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. And what I remember was him on the piano, just doing stuff. But his band, his brass, he had a trumpeter and a saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the talent.
They're so good.
The talent in the room.
Very much so.
He did everything, old, new, you know.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys can hear Scout purring, but she's right next to me, and her motor is running. And she's been leaving notes on my keyboard. She stepped across my keyboard. Now it says new fave 1010 because she stepped on the keys. All right, it's okay. Spoiler, there's new favorites coming, you guys. So let's get back to Tina's comment here. We got a little derailed with Harry.
Afternoon tea, can I come to?
That would be great.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Let's have a big Hucklebug. That's when we'll do the big Hucklebug reunion. We'll have a big, we'll go to tea.
Yes.
It'll be so good. All right. She says, happy holidays, Bette and Stenny, and all Hucklebug Nation. Yay. Bye for now, Tina XX. Thank you, Tina. So good. Scout, what have you done here on my screen? Oh my God. She's walking across my keyboard and she's making a mess of my notes. It's okay. I'll figure it out.
That old song, Kitten on the Keys. I guess that's what it's keys. About.
Yeah, that's her. That's her right now. All right. Well, she is happy to be here and to be part of the show. And she's right next to the microphone, purring her ass off. So hopefully you guys will hear it. Let us move over to Facebook, where we have a couple more shout outs to do.
Yes. On the episode.
On the episode, we have a shout out for Kelly. Kelly!
Kelly with an I. And she says, wow, congrats to the G-Men. I love the idea of Bette and Stenny together at high tea with chicken curry and egg salad sandwich swap.
I can't wait. We're going to make it happen.
Y'all should definitely add a big birthday segment with the ribs.
All right. That's what we'll do from now on. And anybody we love who has a big milestone birthday, we'll do
it. Big old birthday. How did I miss that Coldplay video? Oh,
it's new. It's very new. It just came out the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but it's great.
It is great. Hang on a second. Let me just quickly look it up so I can tell you guys what this song is called. All right, just a minute. It's called All My Love. And it's lovely. That's if you watch the long form version of the video, there's like, it's interspersed with like clips of like an interview with Dick Van Dyke. So the video itself, the music video itself is 4 minutes. Then there's like a 7-minute version that also has little bits and pieces with Dick in it. It's just magical. I love it.
Yeah.
So check that out. All right. Thank you.
Yay.
And our final shout out this week is also for Tina Stand
in the place you, et cetera. You live, et cetera, et cetera.
She says, happy holidays, y'all. You know I am a sucker for a Christmas movie. Can you please tell me in your time? I'm just telling Bette, this is like the best comment anybody's ever left us.
Yes, I love it.
It's like a warm-up, you know? Please tell me, in your town, is caroling at the Christmas tree for the light switch on really a thing? Yes.
In a town, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In your house, maybe not.
In your house, no, but if your town has like a Christmas tree lighting ceremony, then 100%, then yes, yeah. You don't have to sing. You're not, nobody's, I know we love our guns, but nobody's standing there with a gun trained on you going, sing, goddammit.
Well,
like a light bulb.
About your town, Steve.
That's true. Not here.
In my town, sing, damn it.
Sing. Goddamn you.
Pow, pow, sing. Pow, pow.
Are the inns in Vermont all decorated so much that they are a fire hazard? Yes.
Yes.
And lastly, do you all have cookies for breakfast? I don't know if everybody does, but I do at Christmas time. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, man.
You know, the day after Thanksgiving, my favorite breakfast is pumpkin pie.
So. Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
That was my breakfast the day after Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie. She says, so many questions, not enough answers. I think the sooner Christmas is over for me, the better. Oh. Have a good one, Huckabug Nation. P.S. I am not really this stupid, but would like to know, do you have any Christmas traditions? You know, I don't have the traditions I used to have.
Wow.
But because, you know, as you get older and, you know, I guess it's different if you live in a family where you've got kids. But I don't. And so I'm mobile at Christmas and I'm going elsewhere. So the traditions that I used to have, like always watching It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve, I haven't done that in the last several years.
Well, in my early life, there was a tradition. Christmas Eve, we went to Mama Bowles, Mama Bowles' house.
Yeah.
And we got to open lots of presents. It was fun.
Yeah.
And they brought us back home, and then it would be real Christmas when Santa came. That's the one thing that I think about.
Yeah.
But in our family now, our Christmas tradition is whatever works.
Right.
You know, it's hard for all of us to get together. And we may not get together on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. We'll get together when it happens, and we'll have a blast.
Yes.
But this year, I think it's going to work. Christmas Eve, we're going to be at Pat's. And Christmas Day, she's already rubbing her hands about what we're going to have to eat. Could be prime rib.
Oh, we're getting prime rib, too.
Oh,
yeah.
So, you know, in our modern life, our Christmas tradition is don't worry about traditions.
Right.
Just, if you're together, that's the tradition.
Right. That's the important thing. Yeah, I agree. That's basically, and it's kind of the only tradition I have left now. But that's fine. You know, I used to spend Christmas with Mom and not with Dad. Now I'm spending Christmas with Dad and not with Mom. Mom's family had different traditions that we sometimes followed. Dad's family, I guess, had traditions. I don't really know what Dad's family traditions were, but yeah, we do the prime rib with Yorkshire pudding for Christmas Eve dinner. My sister and I were talking about the recipe for that, so we're gonna work on that together. I think we probably won't work on it together. Probably she will work on it and order me around. But it'll
and Pat's Christmas Eve thing is not just the family. All of her friends, anybody who's in town comes out there.
That's nice.
What a blast. I always get to see the Mars Boys, Taylor's friends. And it's just so much fun. It's just chips and dips and things that she's made. It's wonderful. And if that's a tradition, I want that tradition to last forever.
Right. Exactly. That's a great tradition. I'm in favor of it. Tina, thank you so much for that comment. That was great. Really got us started. I appreciate it and appreciate you. And we appreciate all of our listeners. We love you all. I was telling Bette, and I guess by the time you guys are listening to this, it'll be a pointless thing to say. But I was telling Bette that I'm not sure when I will have time to edit the show because tomorrow I'm going to be driving down to Dad's. And I'm not sure what time and I'm stopping to visit Mom on the way briefly because the cats are going to be in the car. So I can't leave the cats in the car forever. Right. But I'll stop and, you know, do a quick hello to Mom on the way out of town and then on to Dad's. But then, you know, I get to Dad's, it's going to be dinner time and then back to the hotel. So maybe late Sunday night, but more likely Monday sometime. Again, if you're listening to this now, it doesn't matter because you've already listened because it's already been downloaded, but
right,
you know, it just is what it is. It's a busy time of year is what I'm saying. Let's get into the show here. We got binge watches.
Yes. And I think I'd go first.
Yes, you do.
I do have a binge watch.
And I'd like to hear about it.
Well, because you gave me a couple of suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
One short, one not. I went with the not.
Okay.
Last weekend, I dug in and did a true binge watch of all episodes of Nobody Wants This.
Nobody Wants This.
And I really liked it.
Good, right? Yeah, it's good.
It was within the first episode, maybe halfway into the second episode, I was thinking, it's weird, but I was thinking, the way that Kristen Bell and Adrian Brody talk to each other, it's maybe written too much. It's too smart. It's too snappy. Yeah. And then I started thinking, well, how would I change this? I couldn't change it at all. That's exactly how they talk to each other. And then I kind of let myself go about that. And it became perfect to me.
Yeah.
I love the conversations. And Stens, I have to tell you something. You may remember this or not. The movie has nothing to do with the plot of Nobody Wants This. But it just kept bringing me back to the movie, The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
I'm not sure Uma Thurman I've seen it. Yeah, I know. I remember it.
Where she was so smart and she had a phone conversation with the guy who was supposed to end up with Uma Thurman. And it was so perfect. And I just kept saying, this is why people who write scripts are so great. They can write real dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course that has nothing, that's just in my mind. But the show, it just goes so many places. The fact, and I don't think you told me this when you were telling me about it. Adrian Brody's mom, Tova Feldshuh, the true Jewish mother of all time.
Yes.
I'd seen her on Law and Order 1,500 times.
Right.
And Stephen Tobolowsky was the
That's right.
Rabbi.
Yes. Head rabbi.
Yes. But I so loved it. There was one episode, and I won't even go into this. I'll tell you later, Stens, when we talk about how much I loved this show.
Right.
One episode. But, you know, Kristen Bell plays a girl named Joanne. And I love that her name was not modern. Right. But she has a sister. They do a podcast. And then the rabbi, Noah, has a brother named Sasha.
Right.
Great. All of the extended family of both of them are so great.
Right.
Please. Nobody Wants This. Watch it. You'll have a ball.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
You know, Thursday, that wonderful day off, I went to get a haircut from Darvy. And she's always asking me what I'm watching. And I told her I was watching Nobody Wants This. And she said,
"Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that is that the show with the rabbi? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, I just started it. And I said, oh, please keep watching.
Yeah, stick with it. It's so good. Thank you. Okay. I'm very glad to hear that you enjoyed Nobody Wants This. I also really liked it. I think Marla didn't like it.
Oh,
she told me why, and I can't remember now. I'm sorry, Marla. It's not that
I was hoping she would love the rabbi.
Yeah.
The cute rabbi who's,
I think,
everyone's mother is trying to push their dollars off.
He is. I mean, they have great chemistry too, Kristen and Adam, I think. Or is it Adam or Adrian? Which Brody is it? It's Adam, I think.
Adam, I think. Oh, yeah, no, Adam not Brody. Adrian. No, it's
no
Adam.
Adrian. Yeah, Adrian's the other one. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, Nobody Wants This. I also thought was great. So there you go. Two recommendations, everybody. Check it out.
Yeah.
I also have a binge watch. My binge watch, mm-hmm, also on Netflix, and it is called Man on the Inside with Ted Danson. Brought to you by Mike Schur,
that.
Same guy who did the Good Place.
Oh, is it?
This time it is a true binge watch. I watched the entire thing. No more of this watching half of it and saying it's great and then coming back the next week and going, actually, I was disappointed. No, no, not this time. I watched the entire thing.
I've seen that so much on my feed.
Yeah, because it's new and they want everybody to see it. Here, this time I also wrote down the little Netflix log line. So I will read to you what it is about. Encouraged by his daughter to try something new, widower Charles Newendike, that's Ted Danson. Widower Charles Newendike answers an ad from a private eye seeking a mole at a retirement community. So this stars Ted Danson, the waitress from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, isn't it? Diaz, the tough broad on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, is the retirement community administrator. But she's not tough as balls in this. She's sweet and... She's actually headed for big time burnout. I could tell the whole movie I'm watching her, their whole show, I guess I should say. I was watching her and thinking, baby, you need a vacation. You can't keep doing this job forever. The other guy who's in it, but that's in the movie that I'm going to talk about later. I really, really liked this. There are a few elements that reminded me a little bit of Only Murders in the Building in that it is a bit of a mystery. They're investigating some thefts that happened at the retirement community. Yeah. So yeah, Ted Danson applies for this job. The private eye who put the ad out, she, the other thing that kind of reminded me of Only Murders in the Building was her relationship, the private eye and Ted Danson. There's some decent banter there. It's a little more Gen X versus boomers than millennials versus boomers, but She kind of filled the Mabel role, I felt. And ooh, Ted Danson kind of filled, he's more Steve Martin probably than Martin Short. Yeah. But I mean, he really throws himself into the role, you know, he's like, I'm a spy. He's so excited, you know, and he's every morning he records a little message for her and he's like telling her the weather and everything. He really gets into the whole spying thing.
Well, you know, that's the thing about Ted Danson. Back in the Cheers days, mm-hmm, I had no love for Ted Danson.
I loved, he's so good.
And then
on that
The
show.
Good Place came out, and yeah, I realized. And now he knows he's old.
I'll tell you what.
And he embraces it, and he plays it, and he's great.
He is excellent in this. He really elevates this from a nice comedy to a really good show. And I recommend it really strongly. Again, it's called The Man on the Inside. I have a lot of questions about this supposed retirement community, because what is it? Is it a retirement community just like a 55 is an older place where people live, but it's not because they've got nurses on staff, but they're allowed to just come and go as they please. They can just walk out and go to the movies or something and come home later. But then there's like a scary wing called The Neighborhood, but it's not the Good Place neighborhood. It's a different neighborhood. Oh. It's the memory care unit. And it's just hanging over the whole show like a specter of death. But it's really, really good. I strongly recommend on the Inside.
I can tell you, I'm putting that right in my queue.
Put it right up in your queue, baby. All right, what you got next for us, Nibbler?
Well, I've got something called big girl panties.
Panties, not painties.
Panties.
Panties.
If you're me.
Big girl panties.
I say big girl panties, but for me, it's maybe granny panties.
Granny panties.
Because, oh my God, Tuesday of this past week.
Yes.
It was time for my phone appointment with the wonderful Phyllis.
For Medicare.
The woman who always coordinates our health insurance at work. And she's been so, so kind.
Yeah.
To coordinate my wading into the world of Medicare.
Right.
You know, people, next year, 2 months, I'm going to turn 65 and
that's
I'll
right.
enter that world. I know nothing about it. I'm scared. I'm a lost ball in the high weeds and I don't know.
Oops. All I know about it is attending doctor's appointments and going to pick up prescriptions for my parents.
Exactly.
The copays are nothing.
Yes. And I love her, but I was a little scared for the phone call.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know why, because she's just a wonder. First of all, she had told me previously to go to the website mysss.com, Social Security. So I had signed up and I was there when she called me. Mm-hmm. Then she talked me through the whole Medicare supplement plans
right.
that we have here and told me all the perks and prices.
Right.
But she actually signed me up for Medicare Parts A and B.
Uh-huh.
So I never have to go to the Social Security office to do that. She did everything for me.
Awesome.
So I'm signed up. When my time comes, it's going to be there. But then she went through the whole, like I said, Medicare supplement plans. The ones that the company I work for has is expensive and not that great.
Yeah.
But she told me what she had
uh-huh.
and the prices of each. And she explained everything so beautifully. One was a little like $3 more expensive. But she said, now, as you age, when you're 65, 67, 68,
right.
This one will go up to this price, this price, this price. Mm-hmm. And this one will go up, you know. So I knew exactly which one I wanted to choose.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. And I'm not scared about Medicare anymore.
Good. All right. Excellent. That's the main thing. Congratulations. I'm so jealous. I got to wait another 10 years before I can
I had someone tell me, don't be afraid of Medicare. They pay. I did this and I did this. I've never paid a dollar for Medicare.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I went to pick up a prescription for my dad. And I think it was a painkiller. It was one that he didn't want to take. And but he was in such excruciating pain. He finally said, "Yeah, finally go get it." I can't remember what it was, one of the like Oxy or something like that, right? So one of the biggies, but one that's also known to be very addictive. And that was why he was like, "I don't want to take it because I'm afraid I'll get addicted to it if I do take it. And I don't want to take it." And I said, "Well, we'll just go get it, and I'll give you a half of one, and we'll see if you feel better." So I go down to pick up his Oxy, and it's probably 10 little pills. And I go, and they said, okay, it's $5.25. And I was like, holy shit, $5.25. I don't have that kind of money. And then she said, no, $5.25. I'm like, it's $5.25. That's all it is. Are you kidding me? Like $525 seemed way more reasonable for a bunch of fucking Oxy that I know I can sell on the street for $5.25. Crazy. I couldn't believe it. $5.25? Are you out of your minds? I'm going to go sell this shit. That's a huge profit. So yeah, that's my experience. Yeah, I just got a reminder from my sister to pack my pants. Because as you may recall, at Thanksgiving, I didn't bring any pants with me. That's going to follow me forever. Y'all right there?
Yeah.
All right, I have a movie. I got a movie to talk about.
Yes.
Okay, you settle down there with the coughing.
No, I'm here.
All right. All right, I have a movie. I watched this last night. This is also on Netflix. The movie's called Bad Words, and I just looked it up. It looks like it came out in 2016.
Ooh, never heard of it.
Here's the log line for this one. Discovering a loophole in the rules, a middle-aged dropout causes trouble when he hijacks a spelling bee competition in his mission for revenge. And it stars Jason Bateman, Katherine Hahn, Allison Janney, Philip Baker Hall in a small but pivotal role.
Oh, love him.
Yeah, Bookman from the library book episode of Seinfeld. And the little boy in it is played by Rohan Chand. He's, I imagine, considerably older now, as I guess all of us are. It was directed also by Jason Bateman. I don't know. I'd never heard of this movie either, Bet, so I don't know if it ever got much of a wide release or if it went straight to Netflix or what. It's quite good. So Jason Bateman plays this prick 40-year-old guy. He's on a fucking mission. He knows that he can enter this spelling bee competition because he never went past the eighth grade, because he dropped out when he was not yet when he had not yet completed eighth grade. So he is technically still eligible by their rules. He is technically still eligible, but he's ready to cause a big fucking
disbelief, people.
It isn't even that. I mean, like he goes to his first one, and he's moving through these spelling bees too. He's not just going to one, he's going to a bunch, and he is on a mission. And we find out at the end what his mission is all about, and it's a pretty damn good mission, actually, as it turns out. But then he befriends one of the little boys who's there doing the spelling bee also. It's this little boy who's basically just been neglected by his parents. I at first thought the little boy wasn't with any parents. I thought he was there by himself. That's how absent his parents are.
Ooh.
But it's funny, and it's kind of sweet, but it's not too sweet. And there are a lot of bad words in it. So the title's pretty apt. I recommend it. And by the way, it clocks in at 1 hour and 28 minutes. So perfect.
Oh, good time.
Just right for a comedy. Just right for a comedy.
The title again?
Bad Words.
Bad Words. Okay.
Yeah. And it's good. And it is Jason Bateman at his snarky asshole-ish best. Kind of a return to, remember when he was on Silver Spoons? Remember when he was the asshole best friend of Ricky Schroeder on Silver Spoons? You were probably too old for that. That's okay. I had a little crush on Ricky.
Oh,
Ricky
I'll
Schroeder.
Look for it.
No, don't look for it. It's a terrible show.
No, not that. The movie.
Oh, look for Bad Words, though. Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's very, very enjoyable.
I'm looking for Silver Spoons.
No, don't go looking for Silver Spoons, for Christ's sakes. That's terrible. That's what I thought you were saying. But he played a little conniving dickhead on Silver Spoons. He was the best part of that show. He really was. And this is like if that boy grew up. That's who the character is now. So lots of fun. Big thumbs up for Bad Words.
Okay.
Yeah, where do we go? We got a couple of new faves coming up.
I got a new favorite.
And now it's time for
New favorite.
I like it.
All right, let's hear about it. I also got a new favorite.
And you might know what it's going to be.
You might know what mine is.
Because, you know, last week, low light, I lost my little IKEA lamp. The little blue one that coordinated with my dinette.
That's right, yes.
It was sad.
Right.
But I ordered a new one.
Yes.
And it arrived this week.
And you were a little skeptical. You were like, it's not going to be the same.
I was reticent.
Oh, you were reticent. Oh, yes. You were reticent.
Because it was black. Mm-hmm. And when I pulled it out of the box, it came in two parts. You know, the first one was just in one box. Pulled it out, plugged it in. There it goes. But there's this one. It's I'm looking at it as we speak. It's black and it has a really long neck.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, it's not pretty. That's not good. But I pulled it out and what do you think I saw?
I don't know.
A little thing in plastic, which was the plug. And I pulled it out to see the USB port. Uh-huh. And there was an electrical thing.
Yeah, an adapter so you can plug it into plug. The outlet.
And I said, well, no, this is wrong. And then I realized when I pulled that apart, the USB port went into the plug.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you want to put it into a plug, you got
and you
that.
Don't have to and, use a USB you know, port to power it.
Yeah, but, you know, there it is with the USB plug. But because the neck is so long, there is another thing, which was a huge and heavy base that the lamp itself slid into. So it doesn't, because it's so tall, so it doesn't sway this and that. It's right. just right there on the top of my tower where it is right now.
Yeah.
But, people, let me tell you, I never knew this could be such a thing. you turn it on, and there's a little dial. You can dial the light up as...
Oh, yeah, mine's got that.
Oh, you can... get mood lighting.
Does it change colors?
No, it's just one color.
That's
you
can
make it small, you can make it big.
Right.
It's wonderful. I love it.
You said you have a dial.
I have a new damn lamp.
That's lovely. My desk lamp that's here on my desk here in the office is a touch lamp. Which means that every time Lincoln walks across it, he turns it off. Now, Scout's never turned it off, only Lincoln. But I think Scout walks around it, and Lincoln's like, fuck it, it's on the desk, and I'm just going to keep walking right over it. So he walks across it, and he turns it off most of the time.
But, you know, my little blue lamp was nice, but it was what it was. This one has features.
This one has features, baby. I love the ability to turn it down and stuff. The other thing mine does is if I tap it, you can put it on like sort of a more of a sepia toned light for evening to kind of with the blue light filtered out,
mood
which is kind of nice too. Yeah, sort of mood lighting. Whereas the lamp in my living room. I can change the colors on that. I can put blue. I can put blue, red. I can put on like a funky disco sort of thing where it just flashes colors all over the place. I don't normally do that.
That's great with iTunes, of course.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of cool. You can do that. You know, put the music on. Then. I also have a new favorite.
Yeah.
And this arrived yesterday. And I almost emailed you the second I got it, Bet, but instead I thought, nope, I'm going to fucking save it for the Hucklebug. Your Christmas present that you sent to me has arrived. And I was so excited. So first of all, I opened the front door and there's a box from Amazon. And I was like, I think everything I ordered is here already. So this might just be a present for me. And I was really excited. I was like, I can't wait. I'm like really excited. I haven't had a present yet this year.
Did I put a tag in it?
Yes, you did.
Anonymous? Okay.
No, it was not anonymous.
You know, I'm famous for that.
That's how I knew it was from you, because there's a little tag. Bet, it's across the room, so I can't reach it. But Bet got me a new 3D model. And it's this one. I saw this one on their website, and I was like, fuck, I can't wait to do that one. That looks amazing. It's a big fucking Viking ship, you guys. It's this big... big Viking ship with all these
reminded
oars.
Me of when Taylor played with Legos. He had a big Viking ship.
Oh man, it's so cool, and I cannot wait to do it. And I just really hope I don't screw it up. I'm gonna be so
you
careful.
Won't screw it up.
Well, I screwed up the globe, so it's possible. I could screw it up. Hopefully, I won't. But I'm just. It's called the Viking Dragon Ship. It's got a big dragon head on the front of it. It is so cool. It was all I could do not to tear it open and start working on it immediately. But I knew there's no way I'll finish it before I go away. And I don't want to, you know, start it and then go away and come back and have to start over. So I'm leaving it in the box. And when I get back from Christmas, I'm going to start working on it. But I'm so excited. And it's my new favorite already. And I haven't even opened it yet. I'm really excited because not only
so sweet.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much. I love it. It was way too much money for a Christmas present.
But
I appreciate that. Oh, fuck that. I think I sent you something also. Oh, that's right. I haven't heard if it shipped yet, and it's either going to come in the next couple days. Well, it's going to come sometime in the next week. You'll get it maybe before Christmas,
when
maybe
it comes,
not.
It comes. I'm
trying to remember what it is. Oh yeah, it's utilitarian. I think you'll enjoy it.
Ooh.
All right. So, I was just going to check the timer to see where we were.
And we're done.
We're done. That's perfect. We've just got you rules and then we're done. So that's
yeah.
I think it worked out great. All right. Who rules this week?
Well, I have someone who totally rules this week.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
And again, it is for my sister.
Oh, all right. Again, 2 weeks in a row. God damn it, Pat. You're ending the year strong.
But Pat is my sister, but she's also my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for her being the boss.
Right.
And after coming back to work, the Monday I got off, I came back to Tuesday after work and was happy because it was my paycheck.
Yeah.
And I had to cash it and pay some bills.
Sure.
But on the 15th of the month, with our paycheck, we also get our Christmas bonus.
Oh, yeah.
And now I have to tell you something, and this is the first part about why she rules. All of the company I work for, agents I know, give their employees Christmas bonuses in their check that they deduct from taxes, and you have to deduct it as well.
Yeah.
Pat has never done that.
Bless
her. She gives us our paycheck. And then just in a card, she gives us some cash.
Right. That's great. That's as it should
ours
be.
To keep. And it's always
Man, I miss the days of a cash bonus. Those were the days.
And it's always generous.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's always generous.
Good.
But this week I went out and, you know, when I went out to sign the back of my check and stuff, I picked up the card. And there in the card with it was my Christmas bonus. And to say generous.
Understatement.
Doesn't even do it justice. I mean,
right.
I'm talking from last year to this year, like $150 more dollars.
That's good.
Than I have ever gotten.
Very nice.
And I just wanted to cry because it was so beautiful.
Aww.
And there was a point at which Pat, you know, was going from the front to the back of the office, and I held up the card and I said, Pat, that's too much. It's just too much. And she said, no, it's
shut
not
up.
Too much. I truly appreciate you.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
You know, it's a thing. I had decided that with my Christmas bonus this year, whatever it was, I was just going to bank it because my bank account has just been hemorrhaging money for a couple of years. But now I have so much more that I can actually bank some and go out and buy something for myself.
Hooray!
And it's beautiful and it just blew my mind.
Yay.
My
freaking mind, man. Well, that's great. Pat, you rule. Last week you ruled as a sister. This week you rule as a boss. Next week, I don't know, you'll probably rule as something else. Maybe a mom or something.
As the cook of the Christmas dinner.
The cook. That's right. She could. She might. That could, you know, Pat's, I just said it a minute ago. She is ending the year very strongly. So she could get, she might three-peat.
And she does get out there and she gets in my face and says things to me. So
of course.
You know,
I know.
We know about sisters.
Of course. Oh,
but
yeah. We know about sisters.
Does she
fuck, I missed another goddamn phone call. All right. We better finish the show because I'm just, my phone is not stopping. So my U rule this week is for Bette for sending me that beautiful present. And I realize I already talked about it in my last segment.
Oh,
but you know, I thought that was great, Bette. And thank you so much for that. I can't tell you how much that meant to me. You know, it's not just, you know, you got me a thing that's on my wish list. You didn't just give me one thing. You gave me a project. And I love projects, but you gave me something that's going to give me some joy and some distraction, much needed distraction.
Oh, baby, that's, you know, for all weeks I at a ever time. Want.
Yeah, it's the best. So thank you so much. You do rule. And you've
Thanks
been
for
awesome.
Best friends.
Yes, for best friends. Hooray. You rule. And gang, that's how we're going out. That's how we're going out with our Hucklebug Christmas episode. We will be back next week with our year-end show.
Yeah, but this is the Christmas show. And yes, Tina, while you're thinking about those things, some of us do drink from red Solo cups.
Some of us do.
You know. All the things people over here do.
Yeah.
We're okay. We do.
Yeah. What
And I know what English people do now at Christmas.
What holiday traditions do you guys have?
Yeah.
You, Tina, but also the rest of our listeners out here. Because I know Marla, for example, does not celebrate Christmas. So she has Hanukkah traditions.
Exactly.
I know one of them is making latkes every year.
Oh, when I hoping... see her latkes, I just die inside. I would love to have a latke like that.
And Hanukkah comes late this year, so I'm hoping that I'm gonna that I will be back in town in time to get some latkes. Because sometimes it's, you know, you just get a text message saying I've got latkes, come get them if you want them, and that's it. But you have to be home when that text comes; otherwise, forget it. You might not get them. Ugh. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. As always, we love you, and we'll be back. We hope you all have a wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Solstice or whatever the fuck you celebrate. Or if you don't celebrate, that's okay. I hope you have a great Saturday.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you next week. Until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bette.
We're Bette and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
And then Tina again. So it's doing a little Tina sandwich. Or is it a Kelly sandwich? It's a Kelly sandwich because she's the filling.
Yes.
Stuck in between two slices of Tina.